This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tucked away in the big infrastructure deal that became law in late 2021 was more than $40 billion to expand broadband internet connectivity in areas that don't have it or don't have enough of it. Figuring out, though, exactly where all that money should go is challenging, and the Federal Communications Commission says big telecom isn't really helping out. The FCC says it's looking into systematic overreporting of coverage by those broadband providers, which doesn't say, by the way, which ones by name. The FCC doesn't. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has the story.
Certain rural corners of Washoe County, Nevada, are 20 years behind when it comes to internet access.
There's a community called Gerlach, and it has virtually no access to broadband.
County manager Eric Brown says you wouldn't know that looking at the FCC's new draft national broadband map, where every single address in Gerlach is marked with a green dot.
It's showing that there's coverage that the residents there are not experiencing.
The map relies on data reported by telecom companies. But according to Greg Geis with the nonprofit Public Knowledge, some of that data is merely aspirational.
The incentive for the provider is to say, I serve that address because it's within the area that I want to serve.
And where established providers don't want competitors getting funding to build out faster or cheaper service.
So it's to exclude potential competitors while they try to get their act together to give consumers broadband.
Telecom trade group CTIA says its members followed FCC guidance in submitting broadband service data. State and local governments had until the end of January to challenge the FCC's map. But Jane Kolodinsky with the University of Vermont says some of the most underserved communities had the least capacity to fight.
If your community does not have the resources in order to follow through on what is a very bureaucratic process,
then it might lose out on once-in-a-generation funding. Nicole Turner-Lee with the Brookings Institution says that's how a little fudge data can have a huge impact.
If by chance we're off, it may not seem like a lot, but it could really be a make-or-break situation.
She says without big investments, rural communities aren't able to fully participate in the broader economy. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.